Page 70. Exercise D. Listen for main ideas. Listen to part one of a radio report. Write a check mark next to the statement that best expresses its main idea. Part one.
This is Tina Traveler, your travel advisor, with your travel tips of the day. Listen every day and learn something new and interesting every time. So, nothing can ruin a vacation or business trip faster than not having the clothing and other belongings you shopped for and packed thoughtfully in anticipation of your trip. As we all know, baggage can be delayed, stolen, and damaged as you make your way from home to your destination. But today, we'll be talking about the worst, baggage that is simply lost, most often by an airline. Here's the scenario. You've arrived at your final destination and waited patiently for what seems like forever at the baggage carousel as other bags roll by, picked up one by one by other travelers. The bags slow to a trickle until finally the carousel stops. Your bags are nowhere in sight. If you had to change planes, you wonder whether the bags were transferred to your connecting flight or whether they simply were sent to the wrong destination. You take your luggage checks to the airline's missing luggage counter and file a claim. You're optimistic. The majority of bags that don't arrive with you will usually arrive on the next flight and will be delivered to your local address within a few hours, or, if they were sent to the wrong airport, within a day or two. If you're lucky, you aren't planning to fly on to another destination, because in that case, getting your bags to you can get quite complicated. Many airlines will reimburse you for any unexpected expenses caused by the delay, such as the need to replace underwear or cosmetics and other toiletries. Ask your airline to do this and keep your receipts. And if the worst happens and your bags are permanently lost or completely destroyed, be sure to file a claim for damages, meaning the cost you will incur to replace what you have lost. The maximum amount you can receive differs from country to country and airline to airline. But one thing is certain, you won't receive anything if you are unable to document what you lost. You may need to produce sales receipts to prove the value of the items you had in your suitcase. If you have them, include them with your claim. Don't expect to receive the full amount you originally paid for your things. The airline will pay you for the depreciated value of your items if they aren't new. Here are some tips to prevent the loss of your airline baggage. Put your name on the outside and inside of every bag. Put a copy of your itinerary inside the bag, especially if you're traveling to more than one destination. That way, the airline can locate you. Avoid checking into your flight late and avoid tight connections where your bag has to be transferred. These two situations are the cause of most lost or delayed bags. Don't put expensive valuables in checked bags. Computers, cameras, wallets, and jewelry should go with you in your carry-on baggage. Airlines almost never reimburse you if those items are lost. Keep an itemized list of what you have in your bag for the unlikely event that you'll have to tell the airline what you've lost. And finally, be sure to look at the destination label the airline puts on your bag to be sure it's the destination you're traveling to. Mistakes happen, and when they do, your bag will go where the label sends it. And be sure to hold on to the luggage checks you are given when you check in. In tomorrow's show, I'll tell you where bags lost in the United States often end up.